The Supreme Court gerrymandering ruling is really a devastating blow for democracy nationally, because it shifts the control over ending gerrymandering back to state legislatures. It basically hands the keys back to the people who did the gerrymandering in the first place. And here in North Carolina, our only way to respond is to flip the legislature and elect some legislators who will put in place an independent, nonpartisan redistricting process. We still can wait on a possible victory in state courts, but really, we need to take the avenue that the Supreme Court said is most available and get the legislature here to change the way that we do this.
House Representative David Lewis tweeted just a few minutes before we started this conversation. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet or not. Formally calling, quote, formally calling on Common Cause to drop the state lawsuit. And he goes on to say, it's time we stop wasting taxpayer dollars on baseless lawsuits. Let's have a real discussion. Do you have any reaction to that? And has there been any sort of inkling that there is willingness to have a discussion about partisan gerrymandering?
Representative Lewis is a member of Republican leadership that is currently blocking every independent redistricting bill that's been filed in the House of Representatives. If he wants to have a real discussion, he could put any of those bills into committee today. He's the rules chairman. He has the power to do that. We need action, not just words.
Does this change how you view the 2020 election?
The 2020 election is a critical election because the 2020 election will, of course, determine who controls the keys to the car in the next round of redistricting. If Republicans stay in control, then today's ruling gives them the guidance, the clearance that they need to continue extreme partisan gerrymandering for the next decade. If Democrats take control, we have pledged to end partisan gerrymandering by creating an independent redistricting process. So the stakes between the two choices cannot be more clear.
And I should not assume, so I'm just going to ask that previous indication that that would be among the first pieces of legislation introduced. If Democrats won the majority, you still stand behind that?
I believe if Democrats could win the majority in 2020, that that our top priority would be to end partisan gerrymandering, and we would likely start off our legislative work with that number one priority.
How does this impact at all your view of the state lawsuit?
So I think the state lawsuit gives us the hope that we could have new maps for the 2020 elections that would give voters a more fair set of districts, and could create some pressure on the legislature to engage in this session, whether it be this year or next year, in real negotiations around independent redistricting bills. So I do hope that the state court will give us some leverage. But again, according to today's Supreme Court decision, they really think that this is something legislatures need to fix. And so we need a legislature that will fix and end partisan gerrymandering.